Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the mound. Mahaffey catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp catches it and throws to second with Lind covering, to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Seeds for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Boley catches it and throws to first to double up Lind. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Belvbean now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive towards the mound. Bean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Averill moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive towards short. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Carl Lind. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Belle Bean. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.